Walk us through a little bit, what you've been able to do for the Robbie Dean Center over the past couple of years, and what made you decide to want to jump on board for some fundraising.
Well, I'm obviously a runner, so since the Ottawa Marathon went to a virtual because of COVID, I figured since I'm running it anyways, I might as well raise some money for a worthwhile cause. And I knew that all the major fundraising was stopped because of COVID, so I just figured this was a way to do something and give back.
So when you decided to raise some money for the Robbie Dean Center, did you contact them first, or did you kind of just show up afterwards with, hey, here's a check?
No, I contacted them and to make sure I could legally do so, because I really wasn't sure. I mean, I've participated in past years in the Zombie Run and raised money that way, but that was something that they organized, so I just wanted to make sure I could legally say I'm raising money for the Robbie Dean Center, and she was thrilled that I was willing to do so.
So with your first year, last year, you managed to raise a ton of money. Can you give us a dollar amount and, any specific idea of what made you really decide to want to choose the Robbie Dean Center?
Well, last year I raised $3,600, and that was in about 3 weeks because Ottawa Marathon was kind of delaying, putting off not hosting it. They put it off as long as they absolutely could, and so they didn't give a lot of notice, but once they did, then that's why I decided to do that. And as to why, how can I put this? My mental health is a big part of my life. My father committed suicide at a very young age. So it's just something that is very near and dear to me.
Makes sense. Well, thanks for sharing that with us, Steve.
No, it's
obviously, a touchy subject for a lot, but obviously yes. The pandemic too has caused a lot of people to be in, mental distress and all that kind of such. So, but you are, you're kind of taking it to the next level this year, I understand, with maybe raising some even more dollars for the Robbie Dean Center.
As of today, I've met 6,335, I believe.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Now, do you run around here, or do you actually have like a specific route that you like to do?
I just run. I just kind of go as I make it up as I go. I don't really set out an exact route because people, and I love the fact that they want to cheer me on, but I just kind of need to get in my own little mental space and do it. So people are like, oh, tell us where you're running and we'll come and cheer you on. I'm like, please don't. So I usually just get up really early in the morning and just go.
Okay. And how long have you been running? Like you said, you've been a past participant of the Ottawa Marathon. Have you been in that for a long time?
This will be my fifth. Well, no, sorry. I've done four marathons, four Ottawa marathons, full marathons. I've been running, I guess, for 8 years, maybe.
Okay. And how do people, if they're looking to make a donation towards your cause this year, how would they go about doing that?
I've just been doing it by e-transfer to Papa Wood, PAPAWOOD 68 at hotmail.com. It's been all done through social. Every cent that's been raised has been done through social media. So I'm very lucky that way. So Papa Wood 68 at hotmail.com. Do an e-transfer or arrange to pick up or drop off cash or a check.
So you pretty much doubled what you were able to raise last year. Have you set a fundraising goal for this year, or are you just kind of waiting to see what happens?
Originally the goal was just to beat the 3,600. If I got 3,601, I was thrilled. And then I got to 3,601. I said, okay, let's go for five. And then got to five and okay, let's go to six. And once I got to six, I said, let's just see where this goes.
That's awesome. Well, that's all pretty much all the questions I had for you, Steve. Is there anything else in particular you wanted to mention about running for the Robbie Dean Center?
I'm trying to do everything I can to keep the doors open. Like last year when I presented her the check and she said, like you just paid our insurance for the year, like our liability insurance. And it just blew me away that the magnitude of doing that. I had no idea. So I was beyond thrilled then. And I know this money will be put to good use, and people sometimes think that because I'm doing it on my own and it's not through an organized run that, you know, is it legal or whatever? And I sometimes have to assure them that, yes, every cent is going to Robbie Deane Center and every cent will be put to good use.